Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers, and he's back. Guess who's back?
The greatest, the one and only, at Game Tino, hit me up.
At Game Tino, hit him up, Twitter, Instagram, Xbox One, whatever. How's it going, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me back again.
Hey, man, I'm glad to have you back. You know, we share a lot of different opinions, get our first take on, disagree on a lot of stuff, and I like that. It brings good energy to the show. So let's recap the trade deadline.
Okay.
That was whack, man.
It was so much hype for nothing.
And I feel like that happens every year. I feel like every year, Paul George getting traded.
Same year, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Carmelo. Where's Carmelo going? Man, he ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. I mean, and same with Dwight Howard, Paul Millsap the previous year. It's like, nothing happens.
Nothing happened. What was the biggest trade? I think the biggest trade was Lou Williams or Ibaka or some role player that's going to help somebody down the line.
Exactly.
No stars, man.
I argue that those trades was better than the, you know, DeMarcus Cousins deal.
I mean, yeah.
Just because
it helps all parties. That deal was like, all right, you gave Boogie and now you got no guards.
Man,
now you
got they both put up 25 apiece.
Boogie, I think they had over 27.
Both had 27.
Yeah, Boogie had like 27 and 14 or something. AD had 29 and 10.
And then lost by 30. And Drew didn't show up.
Drew shot 0 for 12 from threes, bro.
He didn't show up at all. And we're big Drew Holiday fans. That was disappointing on Drew's part.
And man, they need some help. I don't know if they need another point guard or another shooting guard. They need everything. Everything below power forward.
You know, man, signing Simon Hill to a crazy contract, that doesn't help either.
That does not help.
That's just bad. I'm a fan of Etuan Moore, though.
He's a nice shooter.
He was in
Chicago, wasn't he?
He's Chicago. He got drafted in Boston originally. Purdue boy.
Okay.
So,
They need something.
That was bad.
They need to go get Darren Williams or somebody.
No.
Somebody to...
We know where Darren Williams going. We know where he going, man.
Yeah.
Now that's a surprise cut. That was just like...
They were over him. They said they're ready to give Yogi Ferrell the reins. So I was like, all right, y'all trust this D-League man who came in and dropped 34 to run your offense and...
And we seen what happened with Jeremy Lin. He kind of been bounced, you know. But good for Yogi. I thought he was good in Indiana.
Yeah. What is he, though? 5'10", 5'11"?
So for him being undrafted, you know, I thought that was unfair.
I mean, he was a 4-year starter at Indiana, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he started as a freshman, too. He was on that team with Oladipo, Cody Zeller, and them. So, you know, good for Yogi. I like the Nerlens Noel trade, too.
I do like that. That helps them. That let them send out bogus contracts.
Yeah, exactly. The Lou Williams trade. You got now you can say who's gonna win six men a year.
Both
on the same team.
Lou Williams gonna get it though. Yeah. Williams, that man, he dropped 27 last night. He led the team
just like that. He's like, I'm scoring.
He said, all right, that's my job.
Like he go down the greatest six men of all time. One of the greatest six men of all time. You being a Lakers fan, let's dive into the Magic Johnson taking over.
Okay,
because I love it personally.
I love it. I'm mad it took 4 years for it to happen. That should have happened right away. After he botched the whole Dwight Howard and Steve Nash situation, he should have been gone.
Well, I heard that Magic wasn't ready yet. You know, Magic a busy dude. So, heard he wasn't ready. He wanted to take his time and actually, you know, be committed to it instead of just kind of BSing that.
Seems like he's committed, man. I mean, there were so many deals that led up to Mitch and Jim just not working. The whole Dwight Howard, Steve Nash.
Yeah.
It was the hiring of not D'Antoni, not Mike Brown, and then not Byron Scott. It was all three of those combined. I was like, what are you guys doing? Do you guys even want to
win anymore?
It's, man, so it was just that. It was the whole not getting a star for five different free agencies.
Yeah.
It was everything, man.
And to this day, I mean, I love Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
That $25 million contract.
That was a historical thing, though. They had to do that. They had to give him that money.
They had it. Kobe making enough money. I don't think they should have done that. And like, it's not like Kobe wasn't begging for it, you know.
His contract was up. He was like, "Pay me this money, or I could go somewhere else for my last few years." Then he got hurt, and he was just like, "All right, come on, y'all, give me this money."
My thing with this, I don't blame Mitch for this because Mitch has shown that he's a capable GM. I think Jim was just breathing down Mitch's throat.
They're a package deal.
Yeah,
they're like I said, they've been together for 30-some years. So Mitch started there when I think he was 25 or 28 or something.
Yeah.
He started there early, and him and Jim Buss grew up together. So they were packaged. They were doing everything together. So if one had to go, they both had to go. Because even if you say if Mitch leaves or if Jim leaves and Mitch is still there, Who's calling Mitch's phone? Hey, I think you should do this. Man, Jim's at the house like, hey, this guy, blah, 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 do this. Because Jim still owns it. He's not like out his owner. He's still the owner. Yeah. So it's like.
And, you know, Mitch probably got enough money, too. You know, Mitch is getting up there,
He worked
too.
For Laker for 37 years. You got money. You're good. Yeah. You're good to go.
He's shown, like, he's a capable GM for the Lakers. It just went downhill.
See, I think they got complacent. They lost focus. They were like, whatever.
Yeah, they didn't know what direction to go to. Nope. You know, pour one for Andrew Bynum, man, because...
Yeah, I was talking about him just like a couple hours ago, actually.
That dude was just out there. Knees.
And that's another thing. Jim Buss and Kupchak weren't willing to give up Andrew Bynum to get Chris Paul. And that's what... I read some stuff about that. That's what the league wanted. The league wanted young pieces to build New Orleans around. So they wanted Bynum. They said no. Mm-hmm. That's why they vetoed the deal for Odom and Gasol, because they were older people. They wanted to buy him in that deal. And Jim and Mitch said no, it cost that deal. So that was another thing.
And you see, history repeats itself. Brandon Ingram, would you have gotten rid of him for DeMarcus Cousins?
Ingram for Cousins. I like Ingram, so no. The deal out of package was, I would have sent D'Angelo, Jules, and that Rockets first round pick, along with like Dang or Mozzie, whoever took the contract. And I would have wanted Boogie and then Darren Collison, that expiring contract back. So you get that point guard. We draft Lonzo this summer.
Obsessed with Lonzo.
Hey, we need them UCLA boys, man. We need them to stay out west.
Well, here's my thing, man. I know what I'm getting with Boogie. I mean, for the long run, I think it works out for Boogie because like New Orleans is more of a stable culture right now. Not a winning culture, but a stable culture. But I'm getting 28-12 a night with Boogie Cousins, man. Ingram's shooting, what, 36%?
Yeah, that... Shooting comes, though. Shooting's always the first thing to slack. His defense is still there. His playmaking is arguably the best part of his game right now that nobody knew.
Yeah.
And, man's passing is unreal. So, I think he's going to be a solid... I'll give him 4 years. He's going to average 22-8-8 a year, a game.
Well, here's my thing, what I was saying. When it comes to Lakers, you need a big. There's a historic big for every generation.
Correct.
From Wilt to Kareem to Shaq.
Correct.
So, even Bynum and Gasol played a role. DeMarcus Cousins, man, like that's your big for the next 5 years in his prime right now.
But I think they gave up the historical when they didn't draft Jahlil Okafor. So that whole historical, we need a big, that was past, okay. That was over then.
They're getting ready for today's NBA when you go, okay, I can see that now. I can see that point of view.
Yep.
So from here, what do you think about Deron Williams maybe going to Cleveland and Andrew Bogut as well?
I like the Bogut one more than the Deron Williams one. But I think it's nice because then you can have Kyrie at the 2, Korver at the 3, Brown at the 4, Love at the 5. Now you're matching Golden State player for player. Now you're even across the board.
And Deron Williams can still get like 30 minutes easily.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you like Dellavedova more or Deron Williams now at this stage?
I hated Deli.
You hated Deli, huh?
I like nothing about. I don't like Deli because I think I'm better than Deli. So I don't understand how this man is in the league
right
now.
Come on, man! Don't talk about Deli like that.
I don't understand how this man was in the league. But yeah, I like Deron Williams back to when he was pick and roll with Boozer in Utah. That was my boy.
What happened to Deron Williams? What was his downfall? I think it was injuries.
It's the injuries. It was the knees. It was,
and I heard you really loved the game.
It was a fight with Jerry Sloan.
You
make Jerry Sloan quit. I think the NBA people don't have respect for you, and they just not gonna help you anymore.
Yeah.
So that part of it, he kind of was down on personal wise. Obviously, he had some personal stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a lot of things.
I want to move to something else. Anything you want to bring up? I want to say personally with the whole DeMarcus Cousins thing, it looked like the Kings might have won. It's the Denver Nuggets, but Denver Nuggets is in the 8th right now.
What I see from that deal, I think the Kings really trusted Willie Cauley-Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they pick him, what was it, 11th or something 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
And what did he do last night? First start, 29-10. Yeah. I think they either the staff saw something where, hey, if we lose Boogie, we're getting rid of a cancer in our locker room.
Yep.
Plus, we still have a capable stat person behind him. So it's like, what are we really losing? I think we're gaining team, we're gaining culture, and they can put that together. And they're fighting for the 8th spot. They're ahead of Pelicans, so.
Now, if the Kings, Kings might be, a couple days ago saying, oh, man, this is.
They're blowing up.
And then, I was part of the, crusade, too. Like, man, they got heist and whatever. But if the Kings can make the playoffs, whatever, still get a top 14, 15 pick in the draft.
Yeah, what is that Pelicans pick they got? What was it protected? Top 3?
I think it's top 3 protected.
So they're going to get that pick, too, then.
Yeah.
Because. They're not going to be in the... Pelicans won't be in the bottom 3. I don't think they'll make the playoffs.
No, they're definitely going to make the playoffs.
So, they'll get that pick, too. So, now, They have a pick to build up on them, and now what guard is New Orleans getting? What are they doing? Because their bigs are taking up 100 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I understand. I don't know.
So where does the cap go? And Buddy looked good last night, 16-5. I'm granted it's the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Buddy has the Kings' confidence in them, in him. So I think that might play a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I don't know. I still like the Kings roster for the long term.
Right. It's still going to crash eventually, but yeah,
it's only one game. You don't want to overhype it or anything like that. But
you know what's not one game? This 10-game streak the Warriors put on the Clippers.
Let's talk about that.
Man, the Clippers haven't won since 2014 Christmas Day against the Warriors.
I think that's when Golden State's like, we had enough. You know what's funny is because, you know, when we go to Cleveland in the mm-hmm. finals, we think Cleveland has the most, you know, more physical team. Then when you see Golden State
push around Clippers
like
that,
Clippers like what? It's bad.
DeAndre Jordan or not DeAndre Jordan? Draymond Green knows he's the dominant figure on that court between two teams. So mm-hmm. you see him like yelling at Paul Pierce, clowning on him because he knows Paul Pierce is not Kobe.
No, he's not. None. You I see think his comments are disrespectful though.
Why say that?
Man, you tell me. I'll take Paul Pierce in his prime over Draymond Green. He's not Kobe. But for you to disrespect Paul Pierce like that, and we hated those Boston teams. They both gave our teams trouble. But for you to disrespect Paul Pierce like that,
Paul Pierce is how old?
38.
And he just sitting on the bench. He's played 16 games this year.
But don't talk to him when he's old, man.
Retire, bro. Just go. That's what I'm saying. He's chasing that farewell tour. He wants what Kobe. Draymond said no lies.
He didn't lie.
He wanted what Kobe had last year. And the world don't love him like he's not Kobe.
He's not Kobe.
So he's like, don't talk, just sit over there.
He's still, what, top 15 player of the last generation, though? Last decade, he top 15.
I haven't seen a list, but we can debate that.
Time, you know, from 2000 era to 2010. Like, top 15, top 20.
Maybe.
I just thought it was disrespectful, man. But it is Draymond Green. Maybe it's like NBA just trash talking, heat in the moment.
It was trash talk, and it was true rivalry trash talk. It was honesty, like, yeah. I don't like you, bro. You're like, yeah. You're not as sweet as you think you are.
And I believe they got into it earlier before in the NBA season about that. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about Shaq and JaVale McGee with the Twitter fingers.
Oh, you see that? Twitter fingers.
JaVale's just like, I had enough. But, you know, I'm going to defend the legends, man. Shaq was right. You ain't talking all that big boy stuff. You on a good team now?
Yeah, you're on a good team to talk, but, man, Shaq, you too old for that. If Shaq should be on Twitter, what is he, 16 now? Man, Shaq, get off Twitter.
Man, you know, Shaq, he's doing Oreo commercials now, right, man. He's doing whatever he can do right now.
I'm waiting. But, Shaq, you got the TV show already. Talk, if you're going to talk on Astro TV. Don't hide behind your phone screen.
But I think Shaq about that life.
Think so?
Shaq shows he about that life, man. I mean, JaVale McGee, like, you know, and me personally, I thought he was a decent player. Mm-hmm. But he really hyped. He was part of that Golden State.
Well, that's what Westbrook said earlier. He was like, apparently they talk trash now. Like, that's them. And they do, because the whole world is against them. Yeah. So they're like, y'all going to fight us. We're going to fight back. We're not going to sit here and let y'all talk mm-hmm. to us. So I like it.
Well, it goes to, you know, to say that, man, like, how quick society is that the change on you. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you at the top, when you get to the top, okay, we're rooting
that
for you.
That ride, 2014, they're like, Warriors, they're nice. Now they're at top of the man, we tired of them, get out of here. Like, the world and whole, people are haters.
Yeah.
They want to see, nobody can see but themselves.
Let's move on to the Toronto. Toronto made two key trades.
Are you
a fan of PJ Tucker? I'm not personally, but...
For a 3-and-D era we're in right now, yes, I'm a pretty big fan.
I like his rebound ability at the three spot mm-hmm. and his defense, you know, but it shows that they don't have a lot of trust in Damari Carroll.
Well, he's the 3-and-D they thought they were getting Damari Carroll mm-hmm. that they never end up getting, so I like that.
I think I want Norman Powell to get minutes on that team, though.
I don't know what that is.
he had a couple good breakout games. He's a rookie last year.
Okay.
So this is his second year in the league. Toronto can make some noise, and I heard news maybe Wilson Chandler was going to go to Toronto.
Bought out, or you thought that was a trade deadline?
No, trade deadline, okay. But I didn't see that mentioned because that's some people that want the ball.
Yeah, and Will Chandler's pure score. He's trying to get buckets.
And he already complained about not getting the ball enough in Denver, mm-hmm. so that's weird how that's going to work out. It's just a whole bunch of BS at the trade deadline. Like, you can't buy into anything. Andre Drummond.
Well, when I was on Twitter and I see the Paul George Lakers, I was sitting there, I was like, I'm not even going to comment on this because it's not going to happen.
It's not gonna happen.
If it happens, then, you know, I'm going to be excited, but it's...
You know, Magic probably made the call, you know, being friends with Larry. But
yeah, he's like, what I need from him? I need Ingram. Can't do it, sorry. Well, I'll get him for free in 2018, so have fun with that.
And, you know, Larry's showing he's a capable, you know, president of operations as well. So I didn't see that happen. I was surprised, though, that Jimmy did not get traded. Yeah.
That's poor management by Danny Ainge. That's showing he had, I don't understand, like, he's either overconfident for this year they're going to win, or he has extreme confidence that either Ball or Jackson, whoever they're going to draft, is going to be better in the long run than Jimmy.
I don't know.
And I think that's a bold decision.
Well, here's the thing, and I heard it was on both sides as well, because Chicago, they didn't know what pick the Brooklyn pick was going to end up, so they didn't know they want to trade Jimmy Butler ends up being...
It's going to be a one.
It very possibly well could be. So I don't know who didn't shoot the gun or who shoot the trigger.
For everything I saw, Celtics weren't willing to give up the Nets pick.
And that's idiotic to me.
I mean, foolish.
It's idiotic because, like, I like to know what I already got. Jimmy Butler's...
Like the stars more than the projects, exactly, future graphics.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. And it shows. I mean, when was the last homegrown rookie to really, like, bring something to the table, like, win the finals?
Kawhi.
And I was like, what, 5 years ago? But
that was three. Don't hate on Kawhi.
Well, they already had 2012, right?
That was 14, bro.
2013.
13-14.
My thing is, like, you need a superstar. Like, I like trading for the big marquee names. Like, when you had Paul Pierce, you traded for Kevin.
If you have an option to get somebody in the top 10 NBA, you got to get him.
You got to get him. And not Jimmy Butler. I don't think Jimmy Butler's top 10.
What?
Nah, he's not top 10.
What? Name 10 better.
Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, LeBron James, John Wall. I got John Wall.
I like
10.
John. I'll put him.
I'm high on James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
All right.
Kevin Durant.
Okay. That's six. Paul George. I'll say Paul George for you. Seven.
Seven. Kawhi.
Eight.
Isaiah Thomas.
That's still nine. So who's 10?
I said
John
10.
John Wall don't count. He's not better than Jimmy Butler.
What?
You don't think John Wall? I'm struggling to say Isaiah. So
you don't think Chris Paul?
No.
You hate Chris Paul. I'd take Chris Paul over Jimmy Butler.
You'll take him over that 8-year age difference too? To trade for him? Yeah.
I think he's a better leader than Jimmy Butler. I don't think Jimmy Butler top 10, man.
It hurts.
DeMarcus?
No.
I think DeMarcus too. Man. I'd say Giannis. Jimmy Butler's like a top 15, but...
If you can score 25 a game, 25, 6, and 6, and lock down every player in the league, you're top 10 to me.
Let's agree to disagree.
So what you're saying, you trade a number one pick for somebody who's not top 10. Because I feel like you just talk yourself out of that trade then. If you explain to all people you want more
than
him.
Well, no, I'll take Jimmy. I will trade my number one pick for Jimmy Butler. Because I know what I'm getting with him. I'm getting 25, whatever. And he's a nice two-way player.
Okay.
And top five two-way guard in the league. Hands down.
Top three.
What we got? LeBron, Kawhi.
You said guard. I was saying.
Well, he's been playing that three spot this year. Either way.
Okay. Two-way. If you're going straight two-way. I'm going Paul George, Clay, Jimmy.
You like Clay Thompson defense more than Jimmy Butler's?
And like his offense better too. So overall, he's just...
Yeah, his offense better. Yeah, yeah.
Clay's the best starting two guard in the league that plays two guard right now.
So we're just moving James Harden to point guard?
I don't think James Harden's better than Clay, so... whatever way you want to put that.
You really don't. Okay. Like I said, man, we came to the show. He came to disagree.
Yeah.
As you can see, we are disagreeing, and I'm all right with that. What's up, listeners? Just like to take the time to thank you for listening to The Fast Break. But before we move on to the rest of the show, I just have to ask, do you like Daily Fantasy? If so, check out the app Draft. Yes, Draft. Get this. Your chances of winning on Draft are almost three times as better than FanDuel or DraftKings. Yes, three times as better. The data shows almost 90% of the players lose on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, over 40% of the money goes to just 1% of the players. If you're not a pro and not spending hours a day on fantasy, you should be playing on Draft. You'll win more often. The facts just show. And to give you even more intrigue to get on the app, use the promo code ABPN. Yes, ABPN. And you'll get 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $600. Use the promo code ABPN, 100% bonus on your first deposit, promo code ABPN. Look, Draft is simple. No salary cap, no wages, simple old school snake draft. When it's your turn to pick, it's your turn to play. Draft. Smarter play for daily fantasy. Now back to the show.
So after the trades with the East with Toronto, the no trades from Celtics, how do you think the East is going to play out?
Let me pull up the standings right now.
Okay.
Because I took a screenshot of it. I knew this question was coming. We currently got Celtics at the 2 spot. Raptors 4 games behind that at the 4 spot. Then you got the Wizards at 3rd. You know, I see Toronto creeping up and getting that 3 spot.
Okay.
I did like the Wizards getting Bogdan Bogdanovic. I thought that was a nice move.
That was a good bench pickup.
I mean, he won't play defense, but that team needs points. And John Wall can space the floor out and just dish it off and Bogdan. He can get his own shot up. Let's talk about Detroit.
That's what I'm going to say. What I'm looking forward to, I want to see that battle for the 8th, Milwaukee-Detroit. Because you know Detroit and Cleveland last year, that might have been the closest 4-game sweep I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I'm interested if they get a rematch with the hangups the same, or if Milwaukee gets that spot. I want to see Giannis and LeBron battle for 4 games, because it's going to be a sweep still.
I hope Milwaukee does it, but Jabari's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So I
that's what I say. It's strictly on Giannis, you know, take over that team.
And me personally being a Heat fan, man,
what y'all doing down there?
I hope we lose. I want to keep losing. I'm not trying to really play for what? I mean, what, we're going to make the playoffs and then get eliminated the first round? I'd rather get a lottery pick instead.
The Knicks are only, what, 5 out? They got a chance?
Nah.
What happened to Porzingis last night? Did they say anything, or he just...
I don't know. I wasn't pretty. What happened to him? I wasn't even
paying attention. He got hurt. I was watching. I went back to watch my show Divided on Game Show Network. Watch Divided. That's a good show.
Okay.
So then I went back and they said, yeah, and without Porzingis, he's out of the rest of the game. So I go, what happened? And they never said anything else about it.
Why do you think Melo wasn't traded?
Clay said, what I said, Melo will only waive his no trade clause for Clippers or Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Sports Center announced. So it's like, why? I don't know why the Clippers didn't make a trade. I don't know. They should have. Could they? Last night, obviously, they still need somebody.
They need something.
And then the Lakers, obviously, we don't want Melo.
Can we talk about Stanley Johnson?
Talk about Stanley, man.
What happened to him?
Disappeared.
Because he was
getting... Abracadabra.
Because he was talking mad stuff in the last, you know, when they played Cleveland in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in Stan Van's doghouse the whole year.
You know what happened?
What happened?
KCP happened. Caldwell Pope.
I like KCP.
He's that man. He took over.
He's a quality two.
And they got the lesser Morris.
Yeah.
So you got to fight for the minutes. And obviously he's not earning them in practice or his limited game time. He's not earning the minutes. So
how do you feel about coaches being president of operations now?
It's got to be right guy. I like it when it's either a super, superstar like Magic or Larry or Jerry West. Yeah. Or in other cases, I like it when it's a team leader or a point guard. You have to really be team oriented. You can't just be like a star like, oh, I want that. You need to know, hey, I need to have this so I can build off of yada, yada, yada and make a whole team improvement, which is what point guards are good at.
Because me personally, I think it's too much on the head coach plate. That you GMing and you head coaching too.
Correct.
Look at Stan. Like Doc Stan. Awful GM.
Awful GM.
Stan Van, awful GM.
Mm-hmm.
What is Minnesota Tibbs?
He's everything.
What is he doing? Like, he's doing a bad job in GMing.
Mm-hmm.
Get a GM. You're the head coach.
You need to be on the court. You know, you don't need to have a fancy office up there so you can go after practice and you know, work the phones and stuff.
It gives them too much of a cushion too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes no sense. That's too much on your plate. Just focus on coaching, man.
Yep.
Usually the GM, he'll oversee all that. Obviously, coaches and GM disagree a lot.
Right.
But if you're a coach, nobody can tell you nothing. I'm the man in charge, too.
What I think is, if you're going to do that, then you need to have, like you need to have, like, a Luke Walton as your assistant coach where he can handle some stuff and you can...
Yeah.
You need to have a strong assistant coaching staff if you want to do all that stuff. I don't think Tibbs has that. I don't think anybody else has that but Steve Kerr.
Yeah, and Steve Kerr GM'd in Phoenix and had a successful stunt there. And you see when he left, Phoenix was shambles. Yep. You know? Let's touch on this Colin Cowherd takes on Kentucky, man, saying they underachieved.
I'm going to talk about that. All right. What we talked about on Twitter?
Yeah, because me personally,
says they overall Kentucky players underachieve in the NBA. I cannot say he's wrong on that.
I cannot say he's wrong. until like Calipari got there.
I can say it's incomplete because most of the players right now are young. Obviously, Cal's players are young. They're within 6 years.
Average age is 23.
Yeah. So the players, within 5 or 4 years in NBA. So I can't say he's wrong. I can't say he's right, really, because, like I said, it's incomplete. That's all I can say. It's incomplete.
My thing, when I first listened to it, he was like, they're underachieved because they didn't win a title in the NBA. And I'm like, Correct. You can't judge it off of that. Even
they're all-time five, starting five for Kentucky, never won a title in the NBA. That's saying something.
But, like, are we going to blame Kentucky players for that? Like, we're not going to blame the NBA not even putting the pieces together?
Right. You can say Kentucky players are so good, they get drafted early to bad teams.
Yeah.
So they're doomed from the start.
Yeah.
You can argue that way. But then again, so did Jordan and other UNC and Duke players, and they're going. So I don't know, man. Like I said, it's not wrong. He's incomplete. You have young stars still trying to take over the game, and they can get one within the next 10 years. And they can get many in the next 10 years. His whole take can be split. Like, oh, Kentucky players are the best. Kentucky players are the best players. So.
And I mean, even Antoine Walker was a nice role player. Mm-hmm. He was a star for a little bit. You know, he had his own personal setbacks. Tayshaun Prince, Rondo. If you want to talk about that, okay, I can get that. They're not the cream of the crop. But Cal, man, he's bringing in multiple all-stars.
Right.
And it's too early to tell. I mean, like I said, there's been Deron Lamb, no show. I think the Harrison Twins just flopped.
One of them in Memphis, I think.
Yeah, I think he had a triple-double earlier this season. I think it's Aaron.
You think it's Aaron?
Aaron. And then Andrew plays for Charlotte.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Charlotte Hornets, man.
All right.
I was never big on them because outside of Kemba and Nicholas Batum, who's still not a pure scorer, who's going to put up buckets?
I don't know. They should have kept Al. I like Al, but they had Zeller, don't they?
Yeah.
So, he's nice.
They was in the playoffs. They took Miami to 7, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had a nice run last year. I think they're on again, off again. And Roy Hibbert, the downfall. I was never.
He got traded for a top 55 protected second round pick.
He got traded twice this season. That's crazy. You go from Charlotte to Milwaukee, and then Milwaukee to Denver. And you know what? To this day, man, he has not been the same since that playoff bout. He was just, yeah, he had 0 points for like three straight games.
He was a beast in that playoff run.
What?
The first one.
The first one, he was nice. He started feeling himself. Uh-huh. And then to this day, I was like, why is Roy Hibbert an all-star when he should have been an all-star that year?
Uh-huh.
And then, boof.
I think a team's all-star gets caught up from last year's hype, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of carried over. But, Roy Hibbert, he went downhill. I don't even know why we got him last year.
Wow, you did have him last year.
Yeah.
You know a guy I like, though? I like Jordan Hill. I really do.
We had him for a couple years, too.
Yeah.
I like his energy.
Can we talk about Terrence Jones getting waived?
What's going on with that?
Well, I heard it didn't make sense to keep him because he wants to get paid and stuff like that. And then they already got enough bigs in Ajinka and Ashiq.
Don't even play them. You know who... Man,
because I think they want to make move. They want his money.
Why not
so
trade?
Low.
If you were gonna waive him, why not trade him?
They probably couldn't trade him. That's my thought process. They probably couldn't trade him, and they need a guard.
Pelicans.
So I mean, that was kind of puzzling to me. And why are you looking at that?
Their backup bigs that played last night was Cunningham, who played 25 minutes at power forward, and Monte Unis, who played 10 minutes at power forward.
You know what they do?
Diallo didn't play. Ajinka didn't play. Osek didn't play.
As bad as they are, they stretch the floor out. I think that's the only reason why.
So if you're going to play them, what are you going to do? Play one of Cousins and Davis at the time?
It's kind of like how Anthony Tolliver was starting at the four for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
You just need that marginal power forward just to spread the floor out in the Kings and get the mid-range jumper.
So you're going to start both of them and then rotate them?
Yeah.
And
keep... Yeah, that's my thought process on that. What is the quiet move that I think a lot of people aren't talking about, but I knew Bulls fans are mad about getting rid of Taj Gibson?
He had to go.
I think it's a great
move. First of all, he lost a spot already to Portis.
Yeah. I think they want to see Bobby Portis grow, too.
So they were paying way too much money to have somebody train him, uh-huh. So they might as well ship him off. And he's going to help the Thunder more. I'm interested to see Lakers Thunder tonight, actually, because I want to see how the young guys, because the young guys have the rings in L.A. now, uh-huh. So it's all young guys. And I want to see the Thunder, who, from what I'm seeing, I think they trust Westbrook to lead them to a title. Maybe not now, but yeah, eventually. They're getting his pieces together for him. Mm-hmm. They got him the shooter. They got Taj, who's... And Canner's back tonight, too. So now they're about to rotate.
And you got Adams, too. That's a nice
little They can line. Rotate Adams and Canner and let Taj and put the other four. So I'm interested, man. I want to see that game.
I'm trying to see who else was in that deal as well.
McBuckets.
Oh, yeah, Dougie.
Yeah.
They needed a shooter.
They got McBuckets.
Because you know how I cracked on Andre Roberson not mm-hmm. shooting. So that was a nice little pickup for the Thunder.
I don't get, though. They traded
Cameron Payne?
Cameron Payne and Anthony Morrow.
I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that. Cameron Payne, I mean, he wasn't going to play behind Russell.
He's been playing behind Russell. You think that Cameron Payne wants to be a star? I think he was fine with being Russell's backup.
I think he was fine with
that,
too.
He was just in his commercial, commercial.
I think Cameron Payne's a great guy, but for him, it's not like he can't spread the floor. You're going to have Russell and Cameron on the same court together. I just don't see it much.
But who's Russell's backup? If you can tell me Russell's backup name, I'll give you $20.
He don't have a backup.
Thank you. He can't play 48 minutes, as much as I know he really wants to. Mm-hmm. He cannot play 48 minutes the rest of the season.
Let's look at the OKC Thunder. Yeah. Because I'm curious to see
exactly
who's going to be backing up Russell Westbrook.
And Anthony Morrow, he was a solid. I liked him at shooting guard, a backup shooting guard. He just come in and spray. That's his job, shoot.
Because I'm trying to think who was backing up Russell when
Payne was hurt? I don't know. Obviously somebody they trusted because they traded Payne away.
Oh, man. I'm looking at Samaje Christian. I'm looking at Victor. He probably put a little bit of one. Oh, man, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Samaje Christian, that's the backup point guard.
What?
Wow.
Hold on, man. We can find this out.
That's what I'm looking at right now from Xavier.
So I'm going to go to the Thunder. I'm going to go to their old games.
Because that's bad. But you know what, though? I think it had to be done. I think it's a temporary solution to a long-term problem.
Yes, Samaje Christian. I went to this random game. It was Clippers at Thunder. Clipper won by two. Samaje Christian played 20 minutes, shot 3 for 7, had 9 points and 4 assists.
So, I mean, for that point, I would
badly do that. If they trust him, then so I don't know much about their backup situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if they trust him, that's good for them.
I mean, to get Taj and Dougie mm-hmm. in return for that. And Anthony Morrow, he started off as a great shooter. His shooting
downhill,
his shooting really went downhill. And you know what they say, even if you're a great shooter, even with age, you can still shoot the ball.
Right.
So I think he was just kind of
losing it.
Yeah,
all right, so talking about the Thunder, so how do you think we talk about the East now? Uh-huh. What's going to happen in the West? Aside from the Golden State winning it all, what are the seeds going to shake out?
I mean, for me personally, I think it's going to 1-7 is going to remain the same. I like Utah getting that 4 spot.
Flip so do I.
I can see the Clippers. Well, Chris Paul coming back. I'm high on Chris Paul. You sound like a Vince Staples. How bad you hate on Chris Paul.
I just don't think that squad's not built to win. They never were.
No.
They never will be. As long as Doc is the GM in that situation.
I totally agree with you. And I like Houston because, okay, they own up to
Now I like Houston a lot.
Well, you know, the game plan is we're not going to play defense. We'll just try to outscore
you. Oh, yeah. And they're all confident with that game plan. So it's like...
You can argue this Houston team might be more of a potent offense than the Phoenix Suns team. You can argue.
Yeah.
But
you can say their point guard's better if you're going to count James.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You can say their shooting guard's better. I didn't know who that shooting guard was.
Who, Eric Gordon? Oh, and shooting guard, Barbosa. Barbosa was a shooting guard.
I thought he was a backup point, but okay.
Yeah.
Small forward, Sean Marion. I'm taking, who was out in there?
Ariza.
The clutch, yeah, I'm taking Ariza. The clutch lineup for the Rockets is so unreal. It's Harden at the point, Lou at the two, Gordon at the three, Anderson at the four, and then Capella down low getting boards.
And you can even take out Capella and put Ariza at the four.
And put, yeah, Anderson at the five. Man, that's dangerous.
I can't wait to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's going to be
as of right now, they play the Memphis Grizzlies in the first round, which is complete opposite of what they're running. So
yeah.
That would be interesting.
I never take Memphis seriously, man, when it comes to the playoffs.
I do when they're healthy. That's the thing. They have. Last time they were healthy, who'd they beat in the playoffs?
They beat. Talk to me. I don't play system
OKC. Like
that. I'll be honest.
They beat a healthy OKC last time they were healthy.
Mm-hmm. I think Marcus Gasol the best player on that team as well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's just such a disaster. I think I still got that image of, what was it? Who was all out? I think it was Marcus all out.
Everybody was out.
Everybody was out. And they still made the playoffs.
Yeah, Stevenson's the best player on that team. Lance Stevenson.
It was crazy that David Yeager still got fired over that. When you had
not his fault. Not his fault. Out of his control. He could do nothing about that.
Nothing he can do about that. So I definitely thought he got the short end of the stick. As far as this playoff spot in the eighth goes, I'm losing confidence in Portland.
I was looking at that. They're only one game back, though.
I know, and I had them making the playoffs. But
I don't think I lost. I think Denver's too young. I don't think they can hang on to that spot.
You think Denver's too young?
They got too much tension. Yeah, their backcourt's too young, and they got too much tension everywhere.
Will the Kings make the playoffs?
Bro, how crazy would that be if the Kings get sneak back into the playoffs?
Do you think the Kings want to make the playoffs?
No, of course they don't.
I don't think they want to either.
But you're not going to say that. You're not going to tell them, no, don't go out and play.
I'm looking at these. This AC is bad.
It's from seven up, so good. Seven or eight down is so bad.
Because usually it'd be like maybe Dallas would all be in it.
Dallas started off way too bad. It's way too slow.
Way too bad. And I think Rick Carlisle is a great coach, too. Mm-hmm. This is just depressing.
Memphis is poor down there. When Levine tore the ACL, that killed all their chances.
Yeah.
That was sad for that. And man, he was like, no, I'm not doing a dunk contest. I got to get ready for the playoffs. Next game, ACL.
My leg. I don't.
This is a poor sighting. Only thing I like about this is my Lakers down there at the bottom. We need our pick.
That's great. I hope we need our pick. I like what Philly's doing, man.
You hear about Simmons today?
Yeah, he's not going to play the rest of the year. That's fine. That's fine, because Embiid didn't play for, 2 years?
Yeah, but the scary thing is say it's not healing properly. That's what got me. Not like their precaution not healing. They say it's not hearing fast. Uh-huh. It's not hearing properly. So it's like,
that's a shame.
Yeah.
Because that man averaged 19, 11, and 5 for a crappy LSU team.
Yeah.
The fact they still went to LSU, that's still.
But it works. I guess it works out because Embiid's still not healthy. If I'm them, I'm sending Embiid the rest of the season. I'm bringing both of them back healthy. I'm gonna let Jahlil Okafor run the offense through him. Increase his. If they're so set on trading him, let him increase his trade value the rest of this year.
Why are people so down on Jahlil Okafor?
I don't know why.
I don't get it. Ever since he got drafted, we're really gonna trade Jahlil Okafor. Why?
I think it's true because they're not giving him time. Just like people were down on Nerlens Noel because he wasn't getting time.
Yeah.
Then they start playing him so he can increase trade value, and he dominated, and they got a good trade for him. They got a first round pick.
And you can run Noel at the three sometimes just defensively. Mm-hmm. You know, you want a wing guy. It doesn't make any sense to me because Jahlil. He's like a mini Brook Lopez.
And he doesn't really play D, though. That's his problem.
Yeah.
You can teach defense. Like, he's 7 foot. You can't teach that. You can teach defense.
I heard like his lateral quickness is kind of slow.
Okay.
But my thing is this, man. Nobody's playing defense in the NBA now.
That's true.
If I can get a guy that can get up buckets, I'll take Brook Lopez any day. I'll take Vucevic any day of the week. Just put up buckets. I'd rather have a scoring big man. You're going to be 7 foot regardless.
You'll block two shots a game. You'll save some buckets. Play some D.
Unless you get like a special guy like Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah.
I'm taking an offensive big.
Are you taking Hassan right now or Magic Dwight?
Oh, Hassan.
Oh, really?
Wait, you said Magic Dwight or Hassan Whiteside? Oh, yeah. No. Magic Dwight. He brought that team to the finals, man. With Hidu Turkoglu and Jameer Nelson.
That team. See, that's specifically like that, how that team is built around Dwight.
Uh-huh.
That's what OKC is about to do with the Thunder.
Okay.
They're about to build around Westbrook like that. They're going to have Westbrook and shooters all around. Mm-hmm. That's what that team was. Take it to Dwight, corner. Dwight and just put out, and they won. 4-1 the Cavs that year, too.
Yeah.
That was when the Nike put out the Muppet commercials. The Puppet commercials.
Yeah.
Kobe and LeBron, Dwight said, nah.
I was so mad, man. Because I wanted
we
to
never
see
got
that.
To see that, man. That's so sad.
Never got to see that. And I wanted to see. I think everybody wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lakers would have won, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Cavs had the best regular season record that year, I think, too.
Two or three years in a row, I think they did.
Yeah. That was bad.
That's poor.
Thank you, Dwight Howard, for ruining
one of the greatest finals probably ever.
Exactly. Let's talk about the Spurs. I guess we just have to talk about the Spurs.
Our routine Spurs check-in.
It'd be rude if we didn't talk about the Spurs. I heard...
Pau Gasol's coming back tonight, and they play the Clippers, who's coming off embarrassing, so they should get a nice, easy win. Gasol can get his little 15-15.
Is it me? I feel like the Clippers had a tough schedule this year.
They got the same schedule.
Yeah, but like, I feel like the way they schedule...
They set it up and everything.
You're getting Golden State, back to back
after a break. I think that was supposed to be easy last night. That was supposed to be their first win. Like, that was set up perfectly. The Golden State didn't practice until leading up. Their first practice was shoot around yesterday morning. So if they were going to catch them, they're catching them right now. It's not their fault Chris Paul got injured and wasn't available for that game.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers held him out, actually. He was supposed to play. He's supposed to play tonight, too. So we'll see how that works out. But that was set up for them to win that game.
Did you hear that Kawhi Leonard told Steve Kerr, I won't play in the All-Star game anymore in the second half? Don't check me in. That. Because I was listening.
Over the defense? There's no defense?
Yeah. He was like, there's no defense. Kawhi like told Steve Kerr, I'm not playing anymore. You saw the look on his face in the All-Star game. He was so mad.
I wonder why. Well, the second half started. I was looking. I was like, who's not in? I can't tell. And I was like, oh, Kawhi's not in. And, yeah, I didn't see him. So,
and then I guess before the game, Boogie told Steve Kerr, I just want to play 2 minutes. He's been banged up. He was like, Steve was like, I'll get you 2 minutes in the first half, 2 minutes in the second half. Boogie's like, no, I just want to play 2 minutes total. That's why he didn't play as much. A lot of people thought, oh, he said F Golden State. No, that wasn't the case. Boogie was just like,
I'm hurt. I need some. This is my rest time. I'll do it for the fans.
Exactly.
It works out because they're going to see him the rest of the year. So,
how was the dunk contest? I didn't watch it.
I was lit. I don't know. I was in Cincy. Shout out my boy F. Happy late birthday, bro. Yeah, we was in Cincy turned up. So, we was at this bar. So.
Oh, yeah. I saw the IG drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah,
so, I ain't seen nothing.
Apparently, we didn't miss anything.
That's what I heard, too.
Shout out Glenn Robinson, though, Michigan boy.
Yeah, he got the dub.
Shout out. Sorry, Derrick Jones Jr. We were rooting for you, man.
Oh, no, we weren't. Don't let him lie. We were not rooting for you. Go back to the D League, bro.
Aaron Gordon, I think he's, he said he's done with the dunk contest. You know, a lot of people get mad at all. I think it got worse. It got worse. He's like the last fourth quarter, last 5 minutes.
It's been a blowout the last 2 years. That West side is too strong.
Oh, yeah. West was just too good. I think Giannis had a great. I can't even say like it was a good game to play the players because it's just bad. There's no defense.
No defense. So it's like, I don't know when that started. I think it started like last 4 or 5 years, though.
Well, see, I was listening to Chris Broussard, and he was like, it was the three pointers. Because in 2012, they shot like 71 three-pointers. And the next year was like 100. Next year, like 150. So the three-pointers kind of ruined, you know.
They're just coming down and pulling up.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that one, like LeBron shooting from half court, getting his LaMelo on. It's just bad, man.
Interesting. Well, because I know a couple years ago, the final score was like 124 to 119. Like, yeah. It was a respectable normal game.
Yeah.
What was this, 190 to 180 or something like that?
They about to get 200 if they really wanted to. They probably got 200.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do I need to make like something on the line? Well, I saw who was the first. Oh, it was Stephen A's last take. I don't know, first take, but it was his last take. He said, put charity money on the line for each player. So it's like, they're going to play. Going to play hard for the kids. Yeah. Everybody loves the kids. So it's like, give them some motivation to play defense.
Yeah.
Kind of like how the MLB plays for home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Not like that extreme, but not that. That's
too extreme.
I think they canceled that this year, actually.
They should.
But something like that, just to make it an intense game where the best players are actually playing the level of competition they need to play
at. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's an entertainment industry.
Right.
They're not trying to, you know, make it that extreme like MLB. I think that's ridiculous.
They don't want
to
get hurt or anything.
So,
yeah.
I mean, just to say, like, can you imagine, like, Golden State going 73-9 last year, and then East wins the All-Star game, and you're not rewarded
that's
for that?
That's crazy. You could say somebody from, like, who's in there that year? Boogie. Boogie not about to be in the playoff. Mm-hmm. So if he was in there, say he got MVP. Or Anthony Davis. Hey, Anthony Davis got MVP.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland has the best record, but they don't get home court because Anthony Davis dominated. So you got beat from home court by a dude who didn't make the playoffs. That's just not fair.
It's ridiculous.
So not that extreme, but then they got to do something because that was poor. It was more of an event. John Legend killed the halftime show. Mm-hmm. So.
Well. I think we're good here.
You got everything off your chest?
I think I got everything off my chest, man.
Quick prediction. Who wins the NCAA tournament? Fast. I know we're a couple weeks out from that, but who you got right now?
You know who I like? I'm going to go with North Carolina.
All right.
One of them. I got to go one of the ACC teams. You know my favorite coach in ACC, though? I like Rick Pitino.
Okay. I'm mad at Rick right now because he was at his brother's game. His brother coached for Minnesota. Yeah, he was his brother's game. He helped him coach to beat Michigan. You know, I gotta go with my Duke boys though. Duke about to get this ring.
Man, that buzzer beat a shot.
Man, that was hurtful. That was lucky.
Do this got a chance to claim the ACC title? Still?
I think we're only like two games out.
Uh huh.
So I mean, we could pull it up right now.
I'm down to talk a little bit, Kyle's back.
Shout out to the phones.
Really.
standings. All right. So UNC is 12-3. Uh-huh. Louisville and Duke and Florida State and Notre Dame are 10-5. So, I mean, from what I'm seeing, UNC plays, I'm looking at UNC schedule. They play Pitt, at Pitt, then they play at Virginia. That's before tournaments. They play at Pitt, at Virginia, so they gotta lose both of those. Which, in ACC, is not hard.
You know who's nice? And I hate giving them credit because I really don't like them. Kansas can make a decent run.
I like Perry Mason, man.
He's nice.
He's a stud.
But, you know, he's going to be another senior that...
He's going to be like Yogi. He's going to be Yogi. He's going to be exactly like Yogi Ferrell.
Man. What happened to Perry Ellis, man? Like, those four-year guys in Kansas, they don't translate to the NBA whatsoever.
Yeah, but that's because they're four-year. That was a four-year big. Four-year bigs are four-year bigs for a reason.
We see what happened to Adrian Payne.
So. Yeah, if you're a four-year big, dude, it's like...
Yeah.
NBA needs big, so if you're still there, there's obviously something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for guards, there's so many guards, it's like you're not hurting yourself staying, getting better, more fundamental. So I see it, like, just like Yogi Ferrell, mm-hmm. he's so good at the little things, it makes his...
value go up?
Yeah. What word am I looking for?
Stock?
Potential. Potential. Makes his potential grow. Okay. So it's like Frank Mason, he's so good. He can pull up, mm-hmm. he can drive, play defense hard, work ethics. He's diving on the ground. So that is going to make his stock just rise.
What I like, two things I want to touch on. I like Colin when he said being a college basketball coach is one of the best gigs
correct
in the world. I mean, all you can do is make a nice little tournament run every year.
That's it.
Nobody's calling for your job. I mean, what do you think about Thad Matta? You think he should go? You think
Thad Matta should have gone 3 years ago.
I think so, too. I really think so, too.
That man has no – I don't even know how to say he's not even a good coach.
He's really not.
They got an upset win last night, though. They beat Wisconsin.
Yeah. Man, I want Nigel Hayes, man.
What's he about to do? He about to be first round pick?
If this was last year, 2 years ago, yes.
This draft is nice.
Because, yeah, I know, last draft that was kind of weak. So, it's only two players in, mm-hmm. in there. But, yeah, if he would have went on a weaker draft class, I think he would have been like, he was projected like a lottery pick.
Yeah.
And now this...
He said, no, I'm not good enough. I was like, all right, fair enough.
I mean, for the sake of Toledo, I hope he does get drafted.
Right.
But, you know, best of luck, wishes to him.
What about Mark?
I like Mark.
You can go overseas?
Funny story, when I was at St. John's, I was a equipment manager for the basketball team.
Bro.
Mark was cool. So, I got best wishes from Mark. And if not overseas, be a nice little...
Well, that's what homeboy from Libby did.
Buford?
Yeah, he went overseas, and I think he just stopped playing. So. Yeah.
I mean, overseas is not a bad gig. Mm-hmm. I think with Mark, his development came later.
Yeah.
You know, it took a while to get everything rolling because you think Mark was supposed to be the guy, and then D'Angelo shows up, and he's second pick, in the NBA. So, touching the Lakers real quick, I like the Tyler Ennis trade. I know it's small.
It's small, but you know what it does? It lets Jordan Clarkson be the backup two purely.
Uh-huh.
And I like that a lot. That gets him the reins. Now he's like, people always, Jordan Clarkson won, you can say, hit on him
mm-hmm.
off the bench. He doesn't pass it. He comes around screens. He doesn't know what to do. He looks to be not aggressive. He's sitting uh-huh. there. Now he's coming around screen. Now he's about to pull up. Dude's like, he's the scorer for the second unit now.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. That frees him up a lot. Especially with Nick Young. We're going to get rid of him this offseason. Especially with him gone, JC could slide in that back, that starting shooting guard next year smoothly. More than, like, now you're changing your game again.
Because I don't know how that dude got a spot in the NBA. Marcos? What's his name?
Marco Ruetes? Marcelo Ruetes. Marcelo!
How do you get a spot in the NBA?
Because he got signed last year, 2 years ago for us when we were completely garbage. Uh-huh. And then you're like, oh, he's a capable veteran backup. And then he's off, that's it. We still do got Jose Calderon, too, as another backup point guard. So.
Oh, yeah, you guys do slap Jose.
Yeah, Jose! My boy Wade. Hey, I was at the Laker game. He waved to me. I said, "Hey, Jose." He goes,
"Yo, I heard Jose been a nice guy in the league.
He's a nice guy.
He's one of the nicest guys in the league." And I mean, he was holding down for Toronto too.
Yeah,
you know, back when they weren't that good.
Jose and Grievous Vasquez.
Yep,
they had a big point guards. Them boys didn't miss often either. They all shoot. All they shoot when in 2K are 90 and above.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, can we back to the Kentucky thing just real quick?
Mm-hmm.
What was the last All-Star Syracuse had? Like Carmelo.
Cool. Besides Carmelo?
Like Carmelo was the last guy.
Yeah.
like Johnny Flynn.
Don't talk about Johnny Flynn. Please don't bring up Johnny Flynn in this.
Well, it goes to show you, like, a lot of teams fall in love with these March Madness runs.
Yeah.
And those guys that have those runs, they don't end up doing squat in the NBA.
They all think people who have runs are Steph Curry, and they're not all Steph Curry.
They're not all Steph Curry. I think the last guy to do that was Steph Curry, and he's like small Tom Davidson. Uh-huh. I can think of anybody else that had a great tournament run and transferred to the NBA. Thomas Robinson. That was all bad.
Tyus Jones, even for Duke a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He's in Minnesota, but he's not.
He's not getting the reps anywhere.
He was the finals MVP or whatever.
They drafted Chris Dunn over, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Just don't fall in love. Do your due diligence.
Right. I know we're probably going to be back here again, but you got any pre-combine stats? Look for NFL Combine.
Come on, man. I ain't worried about the Combine.
No, we're about the Combine?
I ain't worried about the Combine, man.
Come on, man.
I don't take the combine seriously.
Really? Why is that?
Because if you got talent, you got talent. You can have all the great. You can't measure heart. You can't measure that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, athletic. It helps. It gives you something, you know. But there's been plenty of whiffs, people with the great athletic. If they don't translate on the
field. I'm a big fan for a combine, not for skill positions, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like receivers, they're going to be fast.
Okay.
Running backs are going to be fast. I like to see which big guys can move their feet,
mm-hmm.
which linebackers are good in space and can drop in the pass or come downhill, and kind of which quarterbacks are mobile and can hit their arm, hit their accuracy.
Okay.
So I like it for not the receivers and running backs. And I like corners, can you cover a little bit.
So too. You like for those nickelback corners?
Yeah, and I like to see guys. People are going to play. I like if people are going to play inside the box area
uh-huh.
and see who's going to help you speed side to side.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. I mean, just for like those little, where they come in for third down, give you a little something.
Yeah. I see people are putting the combine like for the stars. You know what you're getting with the stars. Don't invite all the stars here.
Yeah.
Invite people who don't get seen nationwide or people who aren't going to go get pro days. Invite them to come see and let the whole scouts look at them.
If I was correct, I think Chad Kelly didn't get invited.
Correct.
You know what?
Off field issues. People, they don't invite off field issue guys.
Well, man, when you slide into Mia Khalifa's DMs.
Man, not once. Not twice. Three times.
Man, you know what? He didn't have a nice senior season, to say the least, too, though.
No, they had that whole investigation that just came out over them, too, so.
You know what, though? You knew something was going on, because why the number one dude? I remember the number one defensive.
Yeah, Robert and Demeke or whatever.
Yeah. What happened to he hurt himself, right? And he was never.
He in the league right now, ain't he?
He might have been, but I know he's like projected like number one pick back in the day.
I think he's in the league.
But like my thing with that is like, come on, nobody's just going purposely after way to go to Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean,
like, come on, man. I thought that was bad. You kind of knew something was behind the scenes there. What's your take on Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson.
Because people say he's gonna be the next Dak Prescott. And
Dak Prescott, they're comparing him to Dak Prescott. I'm comparing him. He can be either Jamarcus Russell,
mm-hmm.
which nobody wants to be Jamarcus Russell.
No, nobody.
He can be Aaron Rodgers. That's where I think he can fall between.
That's the ceiling you have for him?
Yes. I've seen him well. First of all, who was Clemson before Taj Boyd? And then Taj Boyd got them. He's like, oh, we can go to the Orange Bowl. We nice. Then you throw Deshaun Watson in there. He took him over the hump immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He tore his ACL his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
He started his retro freshman year. That was last year.
Yeah.
And then sophomore year. That dude's a beast.
You know what I think he might be? I think he might be Donovan McNabb at best. Which isn't bad.
I mean, that's not bad. He got to a Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, it's
he
got
to,
bad.
What, three straight conference finals?
Yeah.
NFC championships.
So, why is there a big on this guy from North Carolina?
Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. I don't know. He didn't win more. He never won more than 9 games in the ACC, and he's supposed to be number one quarterback picked. Come on, man.
I don't get
bite. Don't bite, Cleveland.
I don't get Chicago.
Don't bite. Keep Jay Cutler for another year. Don't bite.
That sounds brutal. Just hearing
that sounds brutal. But
you had to just keep Jay Cutler. Don't at that point.
Don't waste a pick. What I'm big on. I'm big on for NFL wise. You need to build everything around your quarterback first, then get the quarterback.
I agree with you. Because look at the Colts. They got Andrew Luck.
But he's getting hurt, which is why people are saying for the Broncos, get Tony Romo. We talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Don't get Tony Romo because he's going to get hurt. We need to get our line fixed first and then spend money on quarterback. So, I like our quarterbacks. But if you're going to draft a quarterback high,
mm-hmm.
but nobody's protecting him. He's going to get hurt. He's going to struggle. He's going to get rushed. He's going to make bad decisions. It's going to hurt his, it'll start his development already. So focus on the line, then defense, and get everything. Once your problem is we're a quarterback away, that's when you need a quarterback.
You know, I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that somewhere down the line, Kirk Cousins might go to St. Louis if Jared Goff doesn't work out.
Okay.
Because I heard Redskins going to franchise tag him again.
Well, what the conversation I heard all week on SportsCenter radio and stuff like that, there's people having an argument saying Kirk Cousins is better than Cam Newton, and I almost lost my freaking mind.
He's more accurate than Cam Newton.
Who do you want on your team, Kirk Cousins or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cam Newton. I mean,
okay, then that's it. I don't need to hear, oh, he's a pocket passer. Yeah, we know that. He's a pure pocket passer. I want Cam Newton on my team. If I can get a Cam Newton on my team, I want him every time.
Yeah, it's a reason he went number one overall. And there's a reason that Kirk Cousins was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a reason for that.
The Redskins drafted RG3 in the first and then Cousins in the second. They knew something was up for RG3.
Well, I think Shanahan didn't want him.
Really?
You know the Redskins owner is kind of like big-headed. So. Yeah. He wants what he wants, man.
Robert Ndamukong plays for Arizona, by the way.
Okay. As the Cardinals. All right. Glad. We did your research. Shout out to the phones.
shout out
to Google. Little boat.
All right, man. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh. All right, quick, Addy. We're not done yet. Hold on. Cut the mic. You heard New Future?
No, I didn't listen to New Future.
You hear it. The one that came out last night.
Last night? No, I didn't listen to it yet.
Man, the Hendrix.
I heard it's nice.
It's, bro. For all what Future the album was, how lit it was, Hendrix is the way other way.
I heard it's like an R&B album.
My new name for it was called I Miss Sierra. That's what the album was called to me.
You know what happened. He been hanging out with Drake too much.
I swear to God, bro. Bro, I tell you, listen to that song, you hear, okay, Drake.
The song called Hendrix or the album?
No, the album's called Hendrix. Uh-huh. My favorite song is Use Me on the album. Okay. So go cop Hendrix, go cop Future, go cop Culture, go cop I Decided.
A lot of people feel that tunnel vision right now by Kodak.
I'm not hearing that.
It's a good song, though. It's a catchy song.
Catchy song?
Let me rephrase that. You know what? A lot of people think the Migos album flopped.
No, I haven't heard that once.
First of all, I was on Facebook, so that was my first mistake.
Okay.
But I was on Facebook, and there was an article saying the Migos album Culture didn't do well in numbers. I'm like, I highly doubt that.
It was number one. Well, the review I saw on Hot New Hip Hop got like 90% from user and... editor, so I don't know what they're saying.
And I argue that might be better than Big Sean's album.
Way better. I told you that. I listened to Big Sean's album. I
kind of feel
Big Sean, give up the guy, bro. All praise to the Most High, but get back on your stuff.
Man, that album made me fall asleep, dog. There's a couple good songs.
I listened to that album on the way to the Pistons Lakers game in Detroit, actually. So I was like, I was vibing to it in the car, but it's just like, I'm glad I'm not trying to play an Xbox, so I'm kind of go to sleep.
Man, dude. It's kind of like, and I'm sorry, me being a J. Cole fan, I couldn't get into the last album, too.
His? It's crazy because I'm not really a J. Cole fan, but I kind of liked it. I liked a few songs on it.
It was deep.
Yeah.
But it was too deep.
Too deep for you?
It was too deep for me. I think I talked to Davidson about that. It was deep, but
yeah,
I can't, like, Deja Vu is like the so-called radio hit now. It's like, come on, man. We already had Exchange.
I swear.
Like,
I'm over his beat.
I'm over that beat.
I kind of liked it, though. It wasn't top five. Uh-huh. It wasn't top 10 of this year, but...
Well, More Life's supposed to come out March 4th, but it's Drake.
So who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows, man?
People be making up stuff. But you know, he actually commented on the... you see that video I retweeted? Drake was like... He's in the interview, latest interview. Mm-hmm. They asked him about, so did you steal XXXTentacion's flow? And then Drake kind of played it off, and he was just like... No, why would I look at a SoundCloud rapper and go out the way to steal that flow? What do you think about that?
I think, first of all, it's an exact copy.
Yeah.
So I don't think, maybe somebody played it and he heard it and said, yeah, I like that and did it.
Yeah.
I don't think he intentionally sought out to copy it.
I think that's what happened.
But maybe somebody said, oh, I like that rhythm. I'm going to da 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 da. It was like,
I think somebody from his camp showed him it.
But even that, though, is like, it's the same flow Lil Uzi and all of them are using. So it's not like it's just his flow. It's the same da 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 da. So it's the same stanza, same bar. He just...
That's my thing with rap. Everything reincarnates itself.
Yeah, it's so...
So you can't say
Can say you're better than something.
You know, he took that from me. Like, no.
And the best, you can say the best takes a little bit from everybody and makes it their own.
And that's what Drake's great at doing.
Drake's the best at doing.
If you see, Drake has changed his flow and his approach every
album. Well, I see the thing about me, I listen to Drake's, I listen to Comeback, I listen to So Far Gone.
Yes.
I listen to Come Winter, all that stuff. I listen to all that probably twice. Once every month, once every other month.
Yes, absolutely.
So I can go back and listen, like, Drake's been the GOAT since 06. So it's like, I don't know, man.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Your favorite Drake mixtape and your favorite Drake album?
We count it So Far Gone as a mixtape? If so, then it's that.
I'm counting as a mixtape.
Then, yeah.
So Far
Gone. Album.
I like Comeback Season better.
Comeback Season is classic, but
So Far Gone
has more weight on it, though. So.
Yeah. So Far Gone made on what he is today, right. Obviously, yeah.
Heartbreak Drake, we're counting that. That's the mixture of everything. Heartbreak Drake's the greatest of all time. But album, obviously Take Care is the best.
You think it's the most popular?
It's the most popular. It's everything. My favorite, though.
What, Nothing Was the Same?
Nah.
You liked the first one, didn't you?
No, I was over the first one.
You like Views?
I like Views.
Views is your favorite.
I like it because he showed, in one album, one 20-song album, he showed I can be Caribbean, I can be straight R&B, I can be soulful, and I can dominate the whole freaking game with my bars.
And people take Drake for granted, man, because, dude, I'm sorry, this Chance the Rapper book needs to stop. It needs to stop.
Cut it out.
I like Chance the Rapper. I think what he's doing for the community is great. But stop it.
Stop it.
He's not a new artist.
No.
He's been out since our freshman year.
Yep.
So freshman stop
it. Senior, we were bumping him senior year after our prom. So it's like stop it, cut it out. Get back on the drugs, Chance.
And they're trying to force feed this Chance the Rapper to be this next big guy. The same thing with Macklemore, because he was an individual artist. He wasn't signed to a label. And you see where that went. Yeah. I don't think Chance is going to go that route. I think he's more talented, more weight behind him.
He has more people behind him,
yeah,
too.
He has more weight behind him. It's kind of funny because it came a long way with Drake saying on draft day, if I didn't pick a name, I would pick a name like Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
No offense, because I know that. And it's like, look at him now. But still, don't force
feed. That was like 2014 draft, so.
Yeah. No, don't force feed a Chance the Rapper. You're good, but you're not Drake.
I like you, Chance.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're the future at all, because I think people already got the future. But you can be in the mix.
Yeah, and that's all you can say.
I'm trying to think who can be. He can be somebody that just coasts along the way for 10, 15 years making songs, but not busting the superstar. But good for you for the Grammy wins and all that
good
stuff.
For you. I think Life of Pablo was slept on, but.
It's one of my favorite Kanye albums, so.
That's why I don't take the Grammy seriously.
Exactly.
Just for stuff like that. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on
before we got here? I think that's it, man. I think we touched on about everything from basketball to music and everything in between. Yeah, ain't that right? That's what it's called.
That's exactly what it's called. Where can we find you at Game Tino? They don't know.
Game Tino at Twitter, YoungFlow49 SoundCloud, add me on IG, Tino Virgil, hit me up. We all over. We in the world, Craig.
Top flight security of the world.
Craig.
As always, check us on almightyballer.com, blogtalkradio.com, iTunes as well, the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. And if you don't know, go to almighty.com. You can get your Fast Break shirts on sale for $14. The hustle never stops.
Hustle never sleeps.
Never sleeps.
Work hard, play harder.
You already know. As always, thank you for listening to the Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. Stay lit.
419.